It's Brian and Tricia. Good morning to you. What a beautiful day. The skies are kind of a little hazy, but it's clear and it's not going to be hot.
No.
We're to that
high
time
of 83.
Yeah, we're to that time of year where if the heat just gets to you, you can actually finally go out of doors.
So what somebody said on social media recently is that it is sweatshirts and shorts season.
Which I thought was the dumbest thing ever.
But if you're outside, if you're in public, look around and you
I
will
don't
see
care. People wear Crocs too, and that's a ridiculous thing.
No, it's not. Quit being so judgy. So a couple days ago, we were sitting out on the back porch like we like to do, and it was a little chilly. And it was probably like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening.
So put pants on.
I had pants on, but then I wasn't wearing shorts with my sweatshirt, but I was just wearing a shirt, just a short sleeve shirt. And I went inside and I went and got a hoodie. And
okay, so you had on pants, you added a hoodie. I think that's smart.
But if I would have had on shorts, I would have just had shorts and a sweatshirt on. Except
my
legs would have still been cold, though.
Right, that's my point. If it's cold enough to need a sweatshirt, put on pants. It's unless you're a goalkeeper in a soccer game, no one should be walking around with shorts and a long sleeve shirt.
Why? Why do you care so much?
It just looks weird.
No, it doesn't.
It just looks weird.
It does not look weird.
And then there's that thing where people who are wearing shorts are cold, and they'll wear like an oversized hoodie that, like, say you're wearing the hoodie, but it would actually fit me.
So then they can sit with pull their legs up
they
and then put the hoodie over their legs.
They sit crisscross applesauce and pull it all up over and stretch the hoodie out.
No,
and
I'm thinking
just
like,
put on pants.
You are sitting and you put your knees up to your chest. And then you put the hoodie over
it. Oh, like you're in a fetal position.
Yeah. That would be much easier than sitting crisscross applesauce trying to put the hoodie over your
legs. I still
legs.
Think it's ridiculous. Just put on pants and sit like a normal person.
What if they didn't have pants with them?
Then why did they have a hoodie with them?
Because if you're cold, then you put the hoodie on. It's kind of like having a jacket. Brian Walker, so judgmental.
Yes, and this is not new information.
No, it's not. But every time I learn a little something new about you, I'm still surprised. Who cares if people are wearing sweatshirts and shorts? If you're not doing it, then that's all that matters. If you were wearing it and you didn't like it, then it would be something we could talk about.
Okay, there's people walking around today that are going to be drinking White Claw. I'm going to judge those people too. I mean, there's, White Claw, Crocs, sweatshirts with shorts. I mean, there's a lot of judgment in my heart.
Eating a pumpkin spice cookie or something?
Yes. Pumpkin spice Cheerios. I saw those at the store yesterday.
It's
pumpkin spice Cheerios.
It's the season.
I wonder what the most ridiculous pumpkin spice product is. You know what? There's probably pumpkin spice mouthpieces for athletes.
Oh. Hey, Quixie.
Yes, I wanted to say I agree with Brian, but the worst one that I do not understand is 100-degree people wearing beanies. At 100 degrees.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I do not understand that at all.
Do you imagine how bad their head must smell when they take that off?
Oh, you make me sick just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I do not understand that.
Well, it's a fashion statement, I would imagine.
It's a statement, but I don't know that it's fashion.
I don't know what kind of fashion statement that is, but I don't want no part of it.
Sir, you and I should start a club of just bitter, angry men. Thank you so much for agreeing with me.
I agree. Thanks, friend.
Have a great day.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.